This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Rain has returned to the forecast in South America. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The concerns over dry conditions in South America can be put to rest for the time being, as they have been getting plenty of rain as of late. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the forecast for both Brazil and Argentina.
Southern Brazil and Argentina in the 1 to 5 day do have some spotty rains. There is some good rains in the forecast for Argentina. It's just a little bit into the southern portion of the growing area. Otherwise, still seeing decent rain. So 6 to 10 day forecast overall does increase the mainland part of Brazil. Does take a little bit out of southern Brazil and Argentina, but again, that southern portion of the growing area for Argentina is on the wetter side, whereas the bulk of the area is still on the drier side of things. If you look out at the 11 to 15 day forecast, there is a bunch of rain for everybody down there, so there's no concerns about them going into the dry period just yet. That'll typically happen as you get into late April or May, but for right now, looking okay.
The weather has not been as impactful in Argentina yet, as they have just started to harvest corn.
Yeah, it's early for corn harvest, but this is similar to how some of the southern states of the United States or southeastern states get started well ahead of the Midwest. So you do have about 14% of their early corn harvest started. That would put them well ahead of last year and the 5-year average that are 7% and 8% respectively.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.